Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies in South Philly, as we are every Friday until football season starts. Big games, always better with crab fries. Online at ChickiesandPete's.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. We will see who gets the belt in a moment. But big news from the Phillies, Jack.
Yep.
And that the starting lineup just came out and?
No Bryce Harper. So Bryce Harper not in the lineup tonight. Like we mentioned a half hour ago or whatever, he didn't look totally right the last couple of games up there. Mentioned that he's still dealing with some injury stuff. So I don't love it.
Well, I mean, like, he shouldn't have come back. I mean, we talked about this during the week. I mean, he makes a habit out of this. He makes a habit out of coming back too soon. I'm not going to fault him for it, but somebody with the organization has to look and know that he's not right. And if the arm isn't right, put him on the IL, put him on the 10-day IL, which it should have been immediately because he spent the first 6 days not on the IL, not playing. And then he played 3 games where he wasn't right, and now he's missing another game, and he didn't get the rest he should have gotten for the arm. So I like between they have to start managing his career a different way. He's not 25 years old anymore. You know, I just think they have to be careful with him because all of these little things build up at his age with the amount of baseball he's played, and it's important that he is healthy at the end of the season. And I'm not saying give him a month off. I'm not saying load manage him or anything. I'm just saying you have to be a little careful with a guy his age that's been injured this many times.
Well, you got to be careful when he's injured to not let him just come back.
Like, yes.
And that's the thing that I think happened here is they lost 3 straight over to the Brewers.
And they panicked.
And he felt like, I got to get back out there.
Yeah.
Like, the team needs me. But guess what, buddy?
Well, we did.
They do need him. They do need him. But the problem is now he's missing more time.
Yeah.
Whereas
he came back and we got our asses kicked in Toronto.
Well, we won the first one.
Won the middle one.
No, they won the first one.
Won the first one. Yeah, won the first one.
Yeah. All while Otto Kemp could have been up here the entire time.
Well, no.
Lifting the offense.
I mean, that's...
You
could have been using it using the roster spot on a player that could have helped you a little bit.
I know.
And given him the rest. And now I hope they're... I don't pretend to know anything about the injury, but I hope they didn't set him back or he didn't set himself back playing these 3 games because it's an injury to his forearm. He's swinging a baseball the entire time, you know. I don't know. I just like
– Well, the fact that –
He's got to be more careful.
Did he break anything?
But that's the fear is like – I just don't believe that he got hit by a pitch and that's all. Like I think that pitch might have hurt something in his arm because it's not just – he got hit by a pitch Tuesday. Last Tuesday.
Yeah, it shouldn't still be bothering
him. Unless it hit him the wrong
Unless
way.
Unless it hit him in a worse...
Or it did some damage.
Did damage.
That's
yeah.
the
yeah.
fear.
Yeah.
That's the fear.
Yeah.
And that's what we might be dealing with.
Well, didn't they, but they did the x-ray, right? And it was negative.
It was negative.
They didn't do an MRI, though.
All we've heard is the first
right,
x-ray.
Right, the x-ray, yeah.
I'm sure they probably did.
Well.
In the times he's off, but who knows?
Well, they certainly should be doing it now if it's still bothering him.
Yeah. There's no way he's just getting a rest day
a
Friday in Pittsburgh.
After losing two in a row.
Yeah.
No.
That's concerning. Yeah. It's really concerning.
Yeah. Well, dude, that's a bummer.
Damn. Come on, man. The Alvarado thing, Bryce injury, losing, they're 1-6 in their last seven or whatever.
Not feeling good right now. I think I should have stayed off the bandwagon.
But they were, but they got hot right after that, too.
Yeah, they did. And they I was did. Feeling good.
Yeah, you're like, nailed it.
I get off the bandwagon.
Right? Yeah, I'm like, do I need to get off?
So Thompson's
I'm
talking.
Close.
Yeah. So Thompson said that he's out tonight due to a lingering wrist issue that he's been playing through for a while.
Oh, come on.
No, stop.
He had a wrist injury last year, so I guess it's not the same thing as the.
Come on, man. Honestly, even more.
I mean, we got Nola with a sprained ankle for 3 weeks now.
The longest sprained ankle in the history of pitching.
But by the way,
with that, he was fine enough to let him go out there and die with the sprained ankle.
The next start.
Come on.
And by the way, even if it is the wrist thing, that speaks to the bigger point of the guy's got a lot of nagging stuff. And the last thing you need is another nagging thing. I thought after 2 days when they realized that he wasn't healing up quickly, they could have put him on the 10-day IL retroactive to when he got hurt and just let him heal up and bring that. Maybe that's when you bring Otto Kemp in here. Let, you know, I don't know. I hope he didn't do any extra damage to it.
For
playing,
sure.
You know?
For sure.
All right. Well, now from bad news to good news.
Huge
okay.
news.
Every Friday at 4:30, we decide who has the belt here at WIP. Now, the person who has the belt is the person, sometimes the strongest take. Maybe you had a great week. It has to be a WIP employee. And the belt was awarded to Al Morgani last week after his takedown of Broads.
Yep. Ended Broads' career.
Ended Broads' career. Minute with Morgani became the hottest segment on WIP. Now, unsurprisingly, Al, who's not known to be motivated, did not keep the belt.
Not even close, now, actually. I don't know what he's done.
Now we got to find out who does have the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
No, let this one play, guys.
I am a real American.
Fight for what's right. All right. Ike.
Yes, sir.
We have a changing of hands.
Love it.
With the belt.
Wow. Are we finally giving it to Justin D'Orazio for all these jolly drops?
No, we are not.
What? That would be correct.
No, that would be wrong. There was somebody at WIP who stepped up this week, who lit, a fire was lit, and here's what we heard.
So, Jack, your statement.
Yeah, so, all right, this has been actually like the most annoying 24 hours of my life. I've been lashing out at Spike, I've been lashing out in the meetings, frankly, I've been down. My name has been drugged through the mud. I am a father of two, a leader of a household, you know, a backbone of, I think, this radio station and the single most trustworthy Phillies voice in the city. And because of all that, like, I will rip my bicep off the bone if it means I'm going to ruin that little twerp. God. Like, I'm throwing.
Oh!
I don't care anymore. And guess what? First pitch up and in. I'm going to stuff this little runt in a locker like he should have been done his entire life. I am so sick and freaking tired of this absolute dork non-athlete. He can't even walk without hurting himself.
Yes.
He has a weak golf swing. I've seen it. It's actually, he looks sickly when he swings a golf club. It's disgusting. He's basically a see-through human being. His haircut's horrible.
Yes. He's bad haircut.
Like, Ike has better hair than Joe DeCamp. We're just saying a lot.
That's okay. You're on the road.
Like, all I have is Richie in my corner, which actually makes me want to fight the camera more. Like, I'll rip it off the bone. I don't care.
There it is.
Wow.
The holder of the belt is Jack Fritz.
After a weak moment early in the week.
Yeah.
Definitely a weak moment.
Yep.
We bounced back in a strong way.
You need credit.
Yeah,
you
listen, I got some wind behind my sails right now.
Yep. Yeah. The first time Jack has ever gotten the belt. Now you had it.
Will be the last time.
When we had it as a show.
As a show.
Right.
But, which we should just give it to ourselves every week.
But sole possession of the belt.
Yes.
Jack, your thoughts.
First off, I'm honored the committee. I appreciate all the work that has been put in in determining this. I was disappointed, frankly, if I wasn't going to get it.
Shooting for
it. Yeah, like it kind of felt like a belt moment.
I like shooting for the belt. Yeah. I want people to shoot for
it. It felt a little belty when I was belting it out.
Yep.
Nailed it. Yep. But it's a huge honor. I look forward to keeping hold of the belt. I don't know how I'm going to do that. But I look forward to destroying the camera. And again, like I said earlier, I don't even want outfielders.
Wow.
Don't want them, don't need them.
There you go.
Don't want them, don't need them.
You're going to walk them five times, but at least you're going to have your pride.
Probably will.
See-through human.
Yeah.
Yep, sickly looking.
He is sickly looking.
Yeah, he's very sickly
looking. And is that a new haircut?
I don't know what that is.
It's pretty bad.
Really bad. It's like the new Gen Z TikTok haircut where it's like straightforward and like kind of to this. It's all, I don't know why they do
it. It's really bad.
It's a really bad look.
Yeah,
but he's 46.
And he's got a little fade going on the sides, but it's like just flat on top.
Yeah,
it's almost a little Mo looking like from Three Stooges.
I could see that.
Yeah,
I could see that. Actually,
Pete Rose.
It looks like a bad wig.
Yes,
it's just like a mop.
Yep,
it's just a mop on top.
See through human. 215-592.
I didn't really know what a lot of people messaged me about it.
Yeah,
and it was the first time I really felt like Ike. When Ike blacks out and doesn't even know what he's saying.
Yep.
I was so enraged that day that I don't really remember what I said.
That was good.
It was a great moment. One of your best moments, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You don't have many.
Not many.
No.
Not many memorable ones, for sure.
No.
Happy to be here.
Standing ovation and
Fritz.
There it is.
Standing ovations.
Well, and the AJ moment.
And the AJ moment. And the Eagles' chance at the Phillies games.
Yeah, that was a big moment.
That was a big moment.
Yep.
We got a couple.
AJ moment was brought up today on the golf course.
Fantastic. Great. Do you have a story about it, or was that just it?
Somebody just brought it up and said that was one of the funnier moments.
Oh, it's hilarious. No, it was such a good time.
Dude, we got it. When we were at training camp this year, we got to talk to AJ, and your first question's got to be what his relationship is like with Kevin Pitullo. Yep. If he's talked to Kevin Pitullo yet.
Do you think he remembers that?
Yes.
Vaguely,
Yes.
Yeah. Damn.
Well, listen, he's called one radio station. He's made one call since he's been here 3 years.
Yeah. He probably remembers
it. He remembers it.
Do you think he remembers Buzz?
Maybe. FaceTiming him?
He does not remember Buzz.
I would say we need to bring a picture of Buzz.
Yeah,
and just blame it on Buzz.
Say, do you remember this guy?
Do you remember this man?
Do you remember this man? Well, man's a strong word.
Person.
Yeah, little boy.
By the way, you know he dutied in his pants on the bus once.
Yeah.
Tell him that. Tell AJ that, too.
You know, and then, I would like to have here's my hope. If we could talk to AJ, right? Yep. Let's have like a that was funny, right? Kind of moment.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Just like, hey,
that was good.
Yeah, hey, we're good, right?
Yeah, we're all good.
I said multiple times I wouldn't trade you this year.
Yeah, he has said a few times.
That was a grown-up moment.
That
for
the
him.
Media is doing their job, and he's doing
but that
his
was
job.
After that conversation.
Yeah, that
was afterwards. But you're right, though. He has part grown of it. From that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. He's not fighting with the media anymore.
No, he gets it. I just would love to have a sit down, like.
We're all good now, right?
I tell you this, he's learned to ignore us.
Yep. He has.
It's not like he's jumping at everything WIP puts out.
Yep. No.
And he's not faking that his account got hacked.
Right. Yeah, he's not doing that.
Yep.
He's actually been pretty good on social media this offseason.
You know what, AJ? I think you're right. The passing could be better.
Yeah. AJ, you agree with that, right?
What he realizes, you all agree with him.
Yeah.
You're making a lot of sense. I never seen you happier with him when Tanner McKee was in there.
After... We'll get AJ on the show every week.
Yeah.
He'll be a regular.
Oh, dude, his Twitter's funny now. He tweeted over the weekend, like, you ever want to just go driving at for nothing? He was basically like, I just want to drive and not know where I'm going.
Yeah, I've taken a drive at night before.
You ever just, like, drive and decide to only make right turns and see where you end up?
No. Speaking of driving, this weekend, if it's time to get a new Hyundai, head over to Colonial Hyundai. John Ashdale's waiting for you. The cars are. And if he's not waiting for you at the moment, his staff at Colonial is waiting for you. Over 200 brand new Hyundais ready to go in stock. Now is the time. just whatever friggin' Hyundai you want. Whether you want one of those new EVs, the Ioniq 5, the Ioniq 6, maybe a Tucson SUV, maybe the Palisade. Other Hyundai dealerships not going to have you Palisade. Colonial is going to get you a Palisade. They're going to, whatever your issue is, whether it's the car that you need, whether it's your crappy trade-in, whether it's your budget, whether it's financing, Colonial is going to take the stress out of it, make it fast, easy, and better, and get you from point A, which is not having the brand-new Hyundai, to point B, which is having the brand-new Hyundai. Great trade incentives right now. The best financing in the business, no matter what your credit is, get your rates as low as 0%. Again, in and out in no time because they respect you and they respect your time. No hassle, no wait. Don't wait. Shop online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. 215-592-9494. Steve in Trenton, you're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Spike, Ike, and Fritz. Happy Friday.
Oh, what up, Steve?
Spike's name first. Interesting.
Yeah, it should be Ike's name first. Thank you.
Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Ike, anyway, Spike, it all sounds the same. Yeah. Yep.
I was calling in because, Jack, I've never aligned with this mentality, man. Why do you not want to win the World Series? I'm just one of those guys who I want to push all the chips in. I feel like it's like you're at the store and something costs $1.50 and you got $1.50 in your back pocket and you're like, I'll just save it. Like, I would overpay.
Well, no, I always spend
to go
it.
Go get
yeah.
what we need. Sorry?
No, I said like I would always spend it in that scenario. I'm not very good with my money. I like spending money.
Okay, but then why with the Phils right now? I mean, do you really think that, I mean, I know we have a good farm system, but in 5 years, this team is going to have the same kind of window they have right now?
Well, I would rather have that window than not have that window.
But you're acting like you can't do both.
Well, you're acting like you can't do both.
No, I'm
yes,
saying.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying trade all your prospects. I'm saying you can't be too precious with all of them.
I'm and not, I haven't said it. I'm not being precious with all of them. I'm just not trading the top five guys. I think you can make an Estevez type move, an Austin Hayes type move, except you've got to get those guys
those
right.
Those moves didn't make them better last year.
But they could have.
But they didn't.
But they could have.
But like, they didn't. If
I know
they had
they
got
didn't.
One of the better relievers, maybe they would have gotten better.
Maybe. Maybe. I hear you. I just don't like. Sometimes you got to look at the team and see what the right bet is and to consistently double down on this same team.
They haven't doubled down. They didn't double down during the trade deadline last year or the trade deadline the year before. They never doubled down. That's
like
my
gonna,
issue. Sorry. Go ahead,
Steve.
It's
going to make me sick if they gave this humongous contract to Bryce Harper and Trey Turner, brought in Castellanos, brought in Schwarber, and this is all just for one World Series appearance and the NLCS appearance. I just think you do everything you can. If we were a smaller club, I can understand the idea with the farm system, but the Phillies will go out and spend another 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, but I don't think they want to spend where they've spent the last two seasons, like with the $300-some million payroll. I think they want to reduce it a little bit, and then they can go spend money on better players, hopefully.
I guess, but if you think they're not going to spend money down the line, I feel like that'd be even more of a reason to push all the chips in right now.
Well, no, I think they're going to spend the money down the line, but I think they want to get – I think they feel like their payroll is inflated right now with a lot of bad contracts, and they want to hopefully get the money down a little bit. Listen, I understand the argument to go for it. I don't want to give up the top 5 to 6 guys for
no, it's six.
For,
it was five a minute
but,
ago.
But Abel's been dominant. So
there
Abel's
you go. For
Abel's
two starts.
Yeah. Abel's changing the plans. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to look at the eye, but yeah. I mean, that's what it is. I just, yeah. for this, I'll find a bullpen guy. I'll find an outfielder type, but I'm not giving up the future for this team.
Steve, in 3 years, we're going to be watching Aiden Miller hitting 262 with 13 home runs. Like
he'll only be 23 at that point.
Yeah, great. And
we could be really.
Yeah, no, I'm sure of it.
He's predicted this.
Yeah, I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. And we're gonna go. We didn't capitalize on a window of a team that actually had a chance, so we could watch this guy make 2 All-Star games in 15 years.
That ain't
well,
bad.
Also, not just we have 5 chips like that. It's not just. It's not like we have to trade all of them or anything. But
I know that's
I
my
just
point.
Feel like
yeah.
one dude plus Ranger or one dude plus a. I don't know, like utility bat for a yeah. really good arm. I mean, I don't really know how trades work, honestly, with trading prospects. I'm not the biggest baseball guy, but I just can't see not letting one or two of them go for a player that can improve your roster right now.
I agree with you, Steve. Next question today, you got a famous breakup?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Reggie White and the Birds.
Okay. That is
an
incredibly famous breakup.
Yeah, it took Reggie White off the Eagles' Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, according to Elliot.
That's why he's remembered around the league as a Packer.
Now, Elliot finally broke on the Mike Schmidt thing. He's never going to break on the Reggie White thing. I can see in his eye.
It's a better case.
He does have a better
case with Reggie versus
Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt. Yeah, I agree.
Who only played for the Phillies.
Yeah, he only played for the Phillies.
Yeah.
And is arguably the best ever at his position.
Yes, and the best Philly ever.
And then he took Carlton off.
Right, like a loser.
Yeah.
And he just says, well, it's my Mount Rushmore, I guess.
Sure.
Yes.
It doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah.
Like, that's the issue.
Elliot. 215-592-9494. Bill in Norristown. You're on WIP. What's up, Bill?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Hey, Bill.
Billy.
So, first off, I need to say, for this Joe DeCamera sporting outfit, as a graduate of Norwood and the Prep, if he doesn't win, I want him to cash in his, like, just send back his diploma. Because if he's the pride of St. Joe's Prep, we're in a lot of trouble.
Well, listen, he's not.
St. Joe's, and didn't he go somewhere else?
Well, he went St. Joe's and Penn Charter, and depending on the day, he claims both, which is not allowed. He can't claim both high schools. That's ridiculous.
No, I just heard of the teaser, the pride of St. Joe's Prep, and I sort of rolled my eyes. So
yeah, I would say St. Joe's Prep is not proud of that one.
Yeah, I don't ever see them bragging about him.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's not going to be any banners in the gym celebrating any possible victory. I'll just put it that way. I want to talk about the Phillies and their sort of overabundance of starting pitching. Back in 2008, I remember when Brett Myers, he was sent down to the minors, and he sort of came back and was lights out, both on the mound and at the plate, even though that's not an issue anymore. I was wondering what the possibility are, depending when Nola comes back, or with Lizardo now not really pitching that well, do you think there's any chance of any of those guys being sent down to the minors to sort of maybe find themselves?
Well, Nola would have to agree to it. So Myers had to agree to go to the minor leagues, and that takes a different kind of person, I guess. I mean, he would have to had to agree to it. I don't like Lizardo. I don't think you have to worry about that right now. I mean, it's been 2 bad starts. I think they would just IL him more than send him down to the minor leagues. Nola, I would be like, he's not going to Lehigh Valley to work on some things, I don't think. The bigger question is about those guys in the bullpen. Like Nola, I don't think it really helps him out of the bullpen. I think he's going to be in the rotation. But Lizardo,
right.
Maybe Sanchez. I mean, is Sanchez out of the bullpen could be interesting. Abel, if he continues to go. I mean, one of those starters is going to be in the bullpen at some point.
Yeah, and I think it's just going to be curious to see, since we have so much season to go, who's might get the short end of the stick, for lack of a better term, especially with Ranger in a contract here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and Ranger, if all those guys are pitching well, could be an option to trade at the deadline to add elsewhere.
Yeah, definitely.
Bill, do you have a next question? Do you have a famous breakup?
The Beatles.
Oh, that's a big one.
There you go.
That's a big one. You a Paul guy or a John guy?
I'm a Paul guy.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. I guess I'm more of a
I'm a John guy.
In my younger days, I was a McCartney's man.
Yeah.
But as I've gotten older,
you become a Lennon.
More
guy.
Of a Lennon guy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Paul wrote the hits.
He's a pop writer.
Yeah, yeah. Great
I'm a Paul
song.
Guy.
You're Paul guy.
A song with Michael. Yes.
Oh yes, he did.
Say.
Yep.
What you want?
And it must not have been great because I've never heard of Say.
You never heard it?
Oh, come on! It was all over MTV.
Oh man, the 80s.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching MTV in the 80s. I'm saying if it was like a big song, you would think that Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney coming together on a song, I would have heard of it.
It's a big song.
It was definitely not a big song.
It was a big song. Not everything happened during your lifetime.
No, you idiot. Like, I know all the Beatles songs. I know all the 70s songs. I know most of the 80s songs. Like, I've never heard of Say with Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney.
How many plays on YouTube does
I'll
it have? Look it up.
Nah,
I bet it's got 10 million.
That's not even that impressive.
Of course it is.
10 million?
100 million?
116 million.
Oh, is that it? Only 116 million?
There's no... sounds like a Twitter question. I know old
What's
songs.
What's the Twitter question?
Have you ever heard a song, Say, by Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You are impossible.
Heard of it.
I'm not... Don't turn me into Elliot on this. I know music. There's no way that many people know Say.
It's only three says, you moron. All right.
Say.
The top five at five is next if we don't take it from you. What is?
I have the belt.
That's right. You do
for
have
now.
The belt.
I'm gonna be a million takes next week just to get the belt from you. What's coming up in the top five of five, Jeff?
Oh man, it's an anniversary of a great moment in Philadelphia sports today. I think it's time to properly rank the five coolest singular plays in Philadelphia since 2000.
There it is. Of your lifetime. There it is.
Since 2000.
There it is.
I always make the mistake of saying of all time.
Yep.
Since 2000.
Your lifetime. So
yes. All right. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pizza, South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.